Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, I think we're live and in living color. What's going on?
Yes.
Welcome back. Another week.
I don't know. A lot of stuff to get to today. The return of Mickey Gall today.
I love that guy.
I do too.
Last time I saw him, I had a pizzeria.
Maybe the next time you see him, you will as well.
Very possible.
So Mickey do up momentarily UFC this weekend. You know, I was going to start the show with a lot of people, sometimes me as well, would say there's too much MMA. There's too much UFC. Okay. Every weekend there's a UFC. Then there wasn't one last weekend.
You went crazy.
And I went crazy.
Yeah, like, what do I do?
And I missed it.
But there was a different event. It was called the Triad, which took place at the UFC last week. Did you watch that?
I watched some of it.
Okay.
I fell asleep during part of it.
Well, you fall asleep during all of them. Especially if they're like west of the Mississippi River. You don't stay awake because of the start times.
I don't fall asleep when it's a day fight.
Yeah, those early fights are nice. Like when they start at 2 and they're done by like 6.
I like the ones that start at like 9 in the morning and they're done by noon.
Well, those are great to bet on because people didn't see the fight live. You can say, oh, I bet they're going to win by knockout.
I did that a couple times at Hooters when we did some appearances. You know, the first couple fights that would not be on Fight Pass or would not be on, you know, whatever at the time, Spike. So we're doing giveaways and stuff, and I'm like, all right, so we're going to do some giveaways, you know, for the fight, and I'd go down, like, the main event. And then I'm like, I'd mention a fight that already happened.
Right.
All right, who thinks? And they're like, I'm going to take the green corner. And I knew that the purple corner won. So I'm like, all right, I'll take that bet. I'll bet you 10 wings.
Okay.
And then the results came out because it already happened.
So speaking of corner colors, why is it always red and blue?
I don't know.
Is there a significance to it?
I have no idea. Great question. Research it out.
Oh, not, you mean let me do work?
I so badly want to be a gambler.
Okay.
Because I think the easiest gamble right now, the Georgia Bulldogs are only favored by 6.5 over Alabama on Saturday.
But it's Alabama.
It doesn't matter.
The standard of excellence is always to win.
No, the standard of excellence is on the phone with us right now.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. It's been a while since we've talked
like
to Mick.
That. No, the
standard what's up, Mick?
What's up, Uncle Randy? How are we doing?
Okay, how are you? How have you been? It's been a while.
What's up, Mick? Man, I'm great. Yeah, what I saw you, what, it must have been around a year ago. Was it last December or was it in the spring?
When was
spring?
It?
I think it was spring because I was I still had the pizzeria. So yes,
right.
It was the first fight when Wilson went to.
You know, I live in the South. It's our seasons are baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. So I don't know when spring is.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. I got to escape the cold this week and come to sunny Las Vegas.
Well, isn't it a little chilly out there as well, though?
No, not compared to Jersey.
Well, I know not compared to there, but I'll be out there in a couple days, and I'm like, I have to get a sweater. I don't even know what a sweater is. What's a sweater? I need
it's
to go buy
hockey,
one.
It's a hockey jersey.
Oh, a hockey jersey.
One of my sweatshirts.
How's the family? I know I asked how you're doing. How's the family? You haven't talked to your mom in a while either.
Good. Everybody's good. Everybody's doing real well.
Well, cool. And I guess you got to get to work here in a couple days. So how are you feeling as you get ready to get back in the octagon?
Man, I feel great. It's been, you know, I knew about this fight for like 2 months, and you know, I'm familiar with my opponent, Alex Morono. He's a tough kid. He's scrappy. You know, but I feel I've done everything right. Where you know, I'm peaking, and it was a long, hard camp, blood, sweat, and tears, and you know, I'm on the other side of that now. Now it's just the fun part. Like, you know, I'm on a mission. I feel like you know, King David. I feel like an ancient warrior. Now I'm in Vegas. I get to hang out, cut a little weight, and then I go to war. So I get to go to war. I get to fight. I'm pumped. I feel really good. I think it's going to be a good, showcasing of my skills.
Our very good, close mutual friend, Eve Edwards, has always said, you know, the work is the training leading up to the fight. The fight is the reward for everything that you've done leading up to. So it's all gravy.
So true. Yeah, you get nervous right before the fight. Like, that's where you feel like the nerves the most. But just use those butterflies to carry you. And, you know, that's the best, man. It's the best. I get to fight. I get to go out there and fight Saturday, and I can't wait. I'm excited. I get to live like a barbarian. I get to smash my bones in this other dude. You know, get some money for it. It's the best. No, there's no BS. It's just straight up. I know he's gonna try and take me out. I'm gonna try and take him out.
It's hard to believe. You know, I jumped on. I do about 12 seconds of research. You know, when it was you, I knew that I only had to do about three. And then I saw almost 5 years now you've been in the UFC. Does it feel like that?
It feels like it's been longer. Kind of. But at the same time, yeah, it feels fast. I think it's been longer than five, man. I was signed at 23. I'm 29 now.
23. All right. So I looked it up. It said that February was your first fight. 5 years would have been 5 years in February.
Yeah, that was my debut. So yeah, it could be.
Is it still the same feeling, you know, leading up to that first fight? I know it's a little different because it's now going to be your first UFC. But, you know, are the thoughts the same? Are the feelings the same? Is the training the same? Or how has it changed over the almost 5 years?
It's a lot different. You always get like just around the same amount as nervous before the fight when you're in that back room and you're watching the guys fight before you and you're waiting to go. You know, but other than that, I've been learning on the job and improving things along the way. Like, I feel like this is my best camp. I was able to, like, you know, front load the work, and now towards the end, like, I'm peaking, and I was able to relax, and I feel like I came to that peak properly. Also, you know, I feel like a veteran now, even though I'm still young. This is my 10th UFC fight, so I feel like a young veteran, and you know, I'm familiar with the process and, you know, everything going on right now, and you know, I'm just embracing it. I'm here hanging out with my boys, having a good time.
So this would be your 10th product giveaway, you know, that you get every time, you know, you go for a fight. So I'm curious, what do you have the most of in the closet? Is it UFC gear? Is it, you know, college gear, high school gear, wrestling gear? You know, what is it?
I'd say it's pretty much definitely UFC gear. I give some of that stuff away to like my friends and teammates. You know, inspire them, let them know they got to be here soon too. But I save a lot of the stuff. Like, I'll give it some stuff to my dad. I like doing that. Give it to my mom, my sister, whatever. But I got a whole bunch of MMA stuff.
What about, have you seen your Panini card? Do you collect the trading cards?
What is that? Panini card?
The Panini. The company's called Panini. They took the contract from Topps and now do the UFC trading cards. Have you seen yours?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I remember all the Topps cards and like doing like signings where I'd like sign like 1,000 something cards with the Topps guys. So maybe Panini's going to come through and make my hands sore by signing so many. I hope so.
How has your signature changed when you signed the poster? I guess you do that on Wednesday. You know, tell me, compare the first signature to the last signature.
All right, I stay pretty consistent. I was with Jimmy Crute yesterday, and I thought I had a fast one, and his is even quicker. His is like a little, like a squiggle line. So I was like, man, I gotta step my game up.
And scribble even better.
The same signature I do on the card, and I do. I got a quick one, a quick little short thing, and that's the most writing I like do all year is signing these posters.
That's awesome. Do you sign on the same location or do you move it around?
Pretty much the same spot, each one.
Just so you know, I've never asked these questions about the poster before.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's something new.
Get into it, man. I got anything you want to get into, we got it.
You go ahead.
So Mickey, so let's say it comes down to the end of your career. Which is going to be a bigger highlight? Holding a belt?
This will be a stupid question. I can already tell.
Or being a part of The Simpsons and be immortalized forever?
definitely the belt. It's always that thing that you still want, right? So I want that belt. I got to have that belt. I need it. I can, I will, I must. I got to get that thing.
I don't watch The Simpsons, so that's still pretty cool.
That's amazing.
How did that whole thing go down?
What do you mean?
The Simpson thing.
You mean like that Instagram post I have where me and like Matt and like my corner was all like in the.
Oh, like so that's not yellow. From the show. It's something you put together.
Yeah, it was something someone sent me.
Oh, I thought you were on the show. Like, man, that's big. That's huge.
Yeah, I should just went with that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes. We would have bought it.
It looks legit.
Big plot of The Simpsons. No, yes, guys. And keep that rumor going. I was a big plot of The Simpsons. You might have missed that episode, but, you know, it's out there.
All you got to do is YouTube it or something.
Just have to draw on a belt at the end.
How will you get through the next couple days? I know you're now a veteran of fight weeks. And, you know, some people, they count it down. It's like Christmas on Saturday. Some people, you know, they can't get through the day, you know, fast enough. How do you get through it?
Man, I just stay present. I just breathe, you know, just doing my thing. It's fun. It's like, it feels like, you know, it's funny that we're only here from Tuesday to Sunday because it feels like a while, but it's like, I'm hanging out with my boys. I'm playing cards. You know, we work out. I'm eating. I was really disciplined and diligent on my weight. So, you know, I'm in a good spot where I'm drinking water and eating and, you know, I'm not suffering. So, you know, it's I'm just hanging out in a Vegas hotel room. That's it.
Typically, I would always say to you and to the athletes that come on, you know, it's a work week. You know, it's not a vacation. It's a work trip. But now that you can't go out and do certain things, you know, you're kind of confined. I know it's opened up a little, but, you know, you're confined sort of to the hotel in certain areas. Does that make it more difficult that you can't leave even if you wanted to?
No. And now this is the first one, right, as we got here, like, you know, you're allowed to actually leave this time. In the past, it wasn't. But I was like, even before all the COVID crap, like, I rarely leave the hotel. Like, there's nothing for me to, you know, much to do that I feel like doing. Like, I just hang out, take little walks around, play cards with my friends, bullshit, BS with them. I didn't say it. I almost did.
You caught it. No, you are a veteran. That's why we love you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. I just, you know, I'm just hanging out. I'm having a good time. I got all my people around me, and, you know, I'm grateful for them. We put in a lot of work together. That's, you know, it's you know the saying, like, blood is thicker than water?
Yep. It's not true.
Well, that saying's kind of, you think of that, it means, like, that family means more than your friends. Like, people that have the same blood is, like, should mean more than people you drink water with or break bread with. But the real saying is, blood of the covenant is thicker than water of the womb. And the people who I'm here with, that means people that you shed blood with, go to war with, you can have a tighter bond with than someone that you share the same womb with. And that's how I feel with, like, my team here. Like, we've been to war together. I've been to war on their end. They've been to war on my end. And, you know, we blood, sweat, and tears this. We put a lot into this. And, you know, I'm with people who are you know, more than family to me. And, you know, that's like my guy, LJ Riboli, David Adib, Billy D. Williams. Then I got my sister out here too. And, you know, we're ready to rock. We're having a good time, and, you know, we're ready to go to war and go spill some blood.
I get it. I understand. And I agree with what you've said. You know, we talk about that a lot. Before we let you go, let's, you know, so that I don't get the UFC PR too upset at me, talk about the fight on Saturday, talk about the matchup against Alex and what the fans can expect to see.
Man, you know, if you watch Morona's fights, he's a tough kid, he's a scrappy kid, he's, you know, he's good, he's got, you know, he's got a little funky style that I think he gets away with, you know, against these great guys. But he's not going to be able to get away with it with me. I think I'm too big, too strong, I hit too hard. My grappling game is better. You know, I really think I'm gonna hurt him. I think it's gonna be a little bit of like a showing out, kind of a coming out party, and you know, I'm gonna take out this guy who's been a mainstay of the division. You know, who's beat, you know, legends, and you know, I'm gonna beat him, take him out, and you know, get ready for another fight soon and keep moving up the ladder. But you know, I'm not looking by him by any means. I know what he is, and he's a tough guy. He is. Everyone in the UFC is tough, but he's, you know, I think he's exceptionally tough, and I think I'm even more exceptionally tough. And you know, I look forward to showing that. If I got to dig deep, I'm ready to dig deep. I'm also ready to, you know, split his wig and put him unconscious as fast as I can.
Good stuff. When will you be back in Tampa?
That's a good question, man. No plans, but you know, that can always change. Let me know.
Yeah, we definitely need to make plans. I now have a contact at Disney World to go fishing, so you need to get down here. We'll hook you up with that, as well as always, we're going to hook you up with some more 8-Man Strong Gear. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, as well as a box of Odd Socks. Go check them out on their website, oddsockofficial.com, and tell me which ones you want, and I'll put the special order in. If you don't do that, they'll just randomly pick you some and send them to you.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Thanks, Uncle Rand. You always hook me up, bro.
As always, great talking to you. Say hi to your family for me, and we'll talk to you again soon. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you guys.
Take care. Mickey Gall back in action Saturday night in the Octagon. You know, there's certain athletes, you know, and I always say, you know, I meet them, they meet me because of what they do and what we do and blah, 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 blah. But there are some times that you get really fortunate and have a bond and have a friendship.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mickey and I have talked not even about fights, and I try not to talk about fights, you know, on purpose. He continued to say about his camp, and camp is good, and camp is good. And every time he did that, I hear Tim Sylvia. All right, I feel Tim Sylvia bashing me in the back of the head because he said that was his most hated question when people would bring up, so how's camp going?
Right. It's obvious.
Well, it's not obvious. It's they're not going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
How's camp going? You know, I sprained my knee.
My knee hurts.
Well, okay. Which knee would that be? Well, my right knee, I tweaked it.
Yeah.
You know, so I never bring up camp and stuff, but he's a really good guy. And when he came and hung out at Torta Pizza with, you know, with those other guys from his team.
That was on March 24th. He was here at the Beach Shop. And if I remember correctly.
March 24th, what year?
Of this year. So he actually won.
Wow.
He won the pizza competition. So if he's not, you know, doing anything after this fight, I could use him at maybe a new restaurant coming up.
Let's get that new thing up. Let's don't bring people in until we know that it's there.
Well, I'm going to need somebody to work. I can't open a business and expect to work.
Well, Max Griffin had his birthday on Monday, so let's for his birthday, he can come and drive for you.
What if I hire all UFC fighters?
That would be cool.
I mean, there'll never be a robbery ever.
And you don't ask for a tip, you demand it.
I'll tell Mickey if you don't leave something in the jar.
All right, let's go hit our first break. We're over as always. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.slimfinancial.com. sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
You're invited to the 17th annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the dungeon as I get ready to depart.
You do.
Headed to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. I am wanting to gamble my house and yours.
Don't gamble mine.
It's 6.5 points.
It's not my house. I just live there.
It's 6.5. Well, you could own it.
My wife owns it. I don't. I just get to stay there.
Georgia should win by 30.
That's not how that works. The Bucks were supposed to win by 3, and they won by 7. So it's not that far off. These guys are experts.
They know
what
they're doing.
The gamblers, the people that run the lines and set the line of betting, they know what they're doing.
All right, but real quick, I want to say this, and I know a lot of people are listening. I think Tony's tuning in right now as well.
Oh, yeah.
I know Kevin's listening. A lot of the BKFC people are listening. And I always say this to them, okay? Every single person, when they make fun of you,
yes,
and there are a lot,
okay,
I always say that I'll never say anything to them that I won't say to your face.
Okay.
Right? Seems fair. If I'm going to say crap about you, I'm going to say it to your face as well.
That's fair enough.
So I do want you to know that I just texted Mickey Gall back.
Okay.
And I said, thank you as always. Leave it to Matt to swear it was real. LOL.
Well, I want to blame Mickey Gall for that. I mean, it's misleading. When a guy with a blue check next to his name on Instagram means it's verified, and his caption with the Simpsons image of him with his team in a cartoon characters, and it says, we got yellowed, hashtag The Simpsons. And then all the comments are like, fire, awesome, congrats. And then there's no, like, hey, it's just a joke. I believe it at face value. And then Dan Vigge, he wrote, at Mickey Gall. Makes sense. If you would post The Simpsons, you already are the Homer Simpson of MMA. and you use your big forehead to block punches, you journeyman. So I figured it's just one of his teammates just joshing with him. But why wouldn't Mickey Gall be on The Simpsons? I mean, he's an iconic fighter. He's an amazing guy. So, I thought it was real. Shame on me.
Shame on you. You were wrong.
But happy birthday, Kevin Smith and Randy Harris, celebrating birthdays this week.
Yeah.
Shout out DJ Tony, who's got some gifts for you guys coming your way.
Okay.
I was supposed to pick him up, but I ran out of time.
Yeah, whatever.
So I blew it off.
Yeah. that sounds more like it. I believe Tony. I don't believe you.
Oh, it's true.
It's not. I mean, your 8-man strong red shirt came in.
I love it.
I would say it came straight from Adam's warehouse. Well, it did come straight from Adam's warehouse. The bottom of my shelf, though, was next in rotation for me to wear.
I love it.
Why red?
Red's my color.
Why can't you wear something different?
Red is so powerful. It means intensity and love and chemistry. And it's so powerful. It's such a powerful for fighting, for intensity, for working out, for motivation. You know, so I have a red truck when I'm ready to like fire it up and get after it. And then I got the blue truck. It's very cool and calm, more like meditative yoga. I don't drive it much.
Yeah, because that ain't you.
But it's here today.
That would be for me.
I'm feeling pretty chill.
That would be for me because I'm chill.
What's your favorite color, Randy?
Red.
Is it?
Yes. It is. And anybody who knows me, anybody who's close to me, thank whoever you're not or you would have known that. But yeah, red is my color.
All right, there you go, Tony. Red is the color.
I do like red. I do like Rocky Balboa.
Was his color red?
I don't know.
This is like purple and black. Like his face is always beat in. I did watch the Rocky 3 because of my boy Hogan. I used that as a little gym motivation for my garage workout. And good old Thunder Lips.
Thunder Lips.
Dominating. Just beating down your little boxer buddy.
Yeah, but let's do this in real life.
Real life. Hogan smashes Stallone all day.
No, in real life.
Hold on a second. Every life.
Chucklehead, listen to me.
Yes.
Not actors. Take a wrestler, whatever wrestler you want to, you know, the most iconic.
Okay, Hogan. You gotta go Hogan.
Well, you can't take Terry. He can badly walk. He can barely walk right now.
Even right now, you still leg drop Stallone. Stallone's what, 3'2"?
I've never physically punched you in the face before, but I'm about to. I'm not talking actors.
The real people?
Not the real people. If you want to take Hogan, I wouldn't. Like, I would take somebody, you know, in their 20s, you know, a little younger, against a real boxer. Give me, hell, I would even say Tyson, but I won't. I'll go Canelo.
Okay.
All right, give me a wrestler versus Canelo.
Okay.
And who's going to win in a street fight? Because Rocky takes the gloves off.
Well, I mean, he couldn't even punch the Big Show. I mean, Canelo couldn't even punch the Big
Show.
No,
but he could punch his knees out.
Maybe.
No, he could reach his knees.
Like Andre the Giant would just squash him. Just lay on them.
Well, no, not right now, because those ashes won't do a whole lot. Is it too soon?
But you know what? Those wrestlers are tough dudes, man.
There's absolutely no doubt. There's a rumor, and that's all I can say, a rumor that back in the day, 70s, I think it was like late 70s, a bunch of wrestlers from Tampa, you know, because they used to shoot championship wrestling from Florida and Tampa, got in a huge brawl with allegedly some of the Cardinals.
Oh.
The baseball team Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, some of that trash talking, you know, you're not an athlete. And from what I understand, as the rumor goes, the baseball team didn't fare very well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, they usually use bats. And like, you don't have that luxury in a street fight. Oh, I guess
Well,
you
yeah,
do.
You do in a street fight.
I guess you do.
If you've seen some of those wrestling matches where the garbage can's in there and the barbed wire's in there and the baseball bat's in there. But speaking of wrestling. So The Rock responded, Sean sent this to me, The Rock responded, somebody posted the Mount Rushmore of wrestling.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's just WWE wrestling or wrestling in general, but Dwayne Johnson responded and he said, here's his Mount Rushmore.
Okay. If he puts himself on it, I'm...
Terry Bollea.
Perfect. Gotta be.
Steve Austin.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Ooh.
And then he says the fourth spot is a three-way tie between The Undertaker, Pat Patterson, and Jackie Fargo. Then he says Dusty and myself were in the back of Mount Rushmore dropping devastating elbows.
Okay. Well, I like it.
I was trying, and I was talking to Sean about it, and I know we have to hit this break, and we'll do it in a second, but I find it very difficult to do a Mount Rushmore of entertainment.
Really?
Well, only because it's like, who is your favorite? It's not like who is the best. Who is the best baseball player? You can look at stats.
Right.
You know, who is the best football player? Tom Brady has enough jewelry that, you know, he's in that discussion. He may not be one, and I'm not going to argue that, but he's on Mount Rushmore. But when you look at entertainment, yes, they're athletes, unbelievable athletes. I'm not taking that away. I'm not trying to. But you don't look at stats when you're looking at professional wrestling. You know, who has the most wins? Barry Horowitz maybe could be one of the best wrestlers because he went almost 0-200. And I'm being serious. His script was he was never going to win.
Right.
And he played it off so well, you have to consider him as the job that he did. I'm just saying that stat-wise doesn't come in play when you're looking at Mount Rushmore of entertainment.
Now, would Brock Lesnar be on your Mount Rushmore? Because last week, his indefinite suspension has been lifted.
No, shocking. After his million-dollar fine.
And Brock Lesnar is returning, possibly to the WWE.
Or the UFC, because that rumor always floats around.
Well, one person who won't be in the UFC is Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee. Well, we'll talk about that. I purposely changed. I will never again have our next guest in the last segment of the hour. We'll discuss it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Shani Fennessy, Miss USA 2004, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is former WWE wrestler, Tugboat, a.k.a. Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back out here getting ready for the SEC championship game in Atlanta on Saturday, Bucks Atlanta on Sunday. Then I'm going to broadcast in Vegas next week.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff. So what I was starting to say is, it's bad enough, I've realized, it's bad enough to be in the last segment of the first hour.
Okay.
But when you're in the last segment of the last hour and you throw out stupid questions and we run long, then it kind of shafts that last guest.
Okay.
So our next guest will never again be in the last segment of the last hour, because it happened last time Dave Manley was on the show.
Hey.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, no question is stupid from Naked Pizza Man, ever.
Hey, I love this guy.
All right, just watch. I want you to say that in the next 8 minutes after three dum-dums are coming towards you.
I'm ready. Hey, real quick before we start, happy birthday, Randy. Happy belated birthday. It's great that you made it around the sun in another time.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a quick story. You know, we used to do a segment called Storytime with Uncle Randy, and luckily we put you in early enough that we can kill a couple minutes. So we go to cover a UFC in Jacksonville, and we wake up. Well, some stupid thing was going on in Daytona Beach.
It's called Jeep Fest.
All these clowns that drive Jeeps that wave each other, you know, on the highway that we've seen, they all go to Daytona, and they drive on the beach in Daytona.
Correct.
So the UFC is on Saturday night. Saturday morning, I wake up about 6 in the morning, and I know Matt wants to go do this stupid thing, and I roll over. He's in another bed. And I just want to clarify.
Disclaimer.
And I kind of roll over and I'm like, do you want to go back to sleep or do you want to get up and go do this thing? And you know what this clown says to me?
What?
You don't have many sleeps left, so let's not waste one.
Yeah, I don't want to waste one. Got to get up and move. Like, sleep is the cousin of death.
Wow. So. Man, he went there.
But yes, he did go there.
He's still with us.
But let's go here. Today is the release date of your next bobblehead. I saw some photos online of the guy who's fighting for the title next Saturday, your friend and mine, Dustin Poirier.
Oh, man. You know, Randy, it is exciting to be a combat fight fan and especially a UFC fan right now. And the timing couldn't have been better. It's not like I purposely look into my crystal ball and say, man, when can I release this? So it's the perfect time to release this. But it couldn't get more perfect than that. I say that because I didn't start working with Dustin on this bobblehead until, I would say October, November of 2019. This has been well over a year in the making. So this was before he fought Connor for the second time. And so this was a long time coming. I misjudged the release date several times on this one, which I've never done before. And as far as we stand now, yes, today is the release date, but I have only very limited quantities available. The big release where there's not going to be a problem getting one is unfortunately going to be after Christmas. Unfortunately, business-wise, is going to be after Christmas in mid to late January, and that's when he's going to sign them as well.
Okay, let me just jump in and correct you real quick. I'm going to do some public relations for you. Mickey Gall was just on, and something very similar happened. And after he said, no, that's not true, he came back with, oh, I should have said yes and rolled with it. So from moving forward, yes, this was all planned. And yes, the release of Dustin Poirier was the week before his title fight.
You were working together.
You are working together.
We planned it accordingly.
Dustin said, I can't fight until the bobblehead is ready to be released.
Yeah, I wish it went down like that. There's been so many times where the bobblehead's coming out like a month after the person fights. And I'm like, oh, geez, man, what horrible timing. But this one, it's getting released a week before he fights, but I only have a few available.
Well, the great question,
it can never be perfect.
The great Wes Sims used to always say, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Good story, yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, but
let me ask you this.
This one really takes me full circle. I don't know if I've told you this story privately or if I told you this story before, but, you know, I met Dustin a long time ago when I was standing in line trying to show fighters the bobbleheads that I was making just so they can be, you know, see if they were interested. This is way before I had my first fighter, and this is way before I even thought that this was going to be a real deal. So I was waiting in one of these meet and greet lines. I sort of got 3 hours long, 115 degrees outside, and I don't know why the UFC makes us wait outside. It was ridiculous. But anyway, I get up to the first fighter. It was Stephen Thompson. I showed him. He was not interested. Oh, that's okay. Then here comes Al Kukui, and I showed Al Kukui. Same thing, right? But the security guards were getting on me, saying, "Hey, you can't be showing them, you know, trying to do business like this." The security guards. And so I said, "Okay, yeah, no problem." Because what I had a little box with a bobblehead in it, one prototype of Nate Diaz. And so I said, "Okay." So I moved on to the next person. It was Joanna Jędrzejczyk. "Hey, Joanna, what do you think about this bobblehead?" And the security guard's like, "Hey, you show one more person this thing, we're going to kick you out." And so I was like, "Okay, no problem." So I moved on to the next person. I forgot who it was, and I said, "Hey, what do you think of the bobblehead?" And they said, they're like, "Hey, that's pretty cool." And the security goes, "Ah, that's it. That's it. You're out of here." So I had one huge 6'4" guy on one side, another 6'5" guy on the other side, and they were taking me out. But guess who were walking right past as I was getting escorted out? Dustin Poirier. And I said, "Dustin, hey, man, I got bobbleheads. I'm making bobbleheads. Are you interested? Would you like this?" And he just looked at me. He's like, "Hey, send me a message. Send me a message." And I'm like, "Yes, yes." He said, "Send me a message." So I sent him a message. This was, you know, 5 years ago. He never replied. But fast forward to today, and here I am releasing a Dustin Poirier bobblehead. I can't even believe it.
Let me tell you, Matt, let me tell all of our listeners the story. I believe it's the first time Dave and I met face-to-face.
Okay.
You know, we talked on the air and we've talked on the phone numerous times. So Dave comes to show me some of the figurines. You call them bobbleheads. I call them figurines. Now, when I was in the Navy, I had control of the top secret launch codes. There was more security with Dave and his suitcase and the handcuff to his wrist, and he didn't want anybody to see what was inside. And he brings this briefcase. Well, yeah, it was a briefcase, you know, with codes and all sorts, and he opens it up, and that's how he carried those protégés or, early. Right.
I still do that, Randy. I still do that because they're one of a kind, and they take so long to make. You know, it's like you work on something for 6-7 months to make one. One, and you don't want anything to happen to it. I don't put that case, out of eyesight. I just never leave it. Never leaves my hand when I travel with it, and it's still like that today. I can only imagine that, you know, that case gets, you know, mishandled or taken from me or whatever. I would die.
Let me ask you this, and I just thought of this, to be honest. You're now on what number? 14?
15. Dustin Poirier today's release is number 15.
Okay, so 15, and I know you've done some other stuff and a lot of work on a lot of this. And I'm curious, what is the most difficult feature that you've had to do? And what is the most difficult feature in the future that you haven't done yet? And you're like, "I hope I don't have to," whatever that may be.
I'm never, ever going to do as many tattoos again. I knew that going into this bobblehead, this Dustin Poirier bobblehead, it was going to be a challenge. You don't realize how much of a challenge it is until you're in the middle of the challenge, and then you start thinking about your sanity and life decisions, why you chose to do this. And I would imagine it would be like, you know, taking on a big hike, maybe not, Mount Everest or whatever, but something super-duper challenging. And then you're in the middle of it, and it's freezing, and you're hungry, and your feet hurt, and you're like, "What the hell am I doing?" And that's kind of what it was like doing the tattoos on Dustin. I had many "What the hell am I doing?" moments, but you just have to put your head down and just, you know, take one, like if you were on Everest, you just got to take one step at a time. And even though that step may be like a 6-inch step, you're at least moving in the right direction, and you're not going to stay stagnant and die. So, I mean, that was kind of a long answer, but I'm never going to do this again. I'm glad I tried it, and I'm glad I'm coming out the other end with my health and sanity, and I'm alive and all that stuff, because it can get very, very stressful. Those tiny, tiny details are crazy.
All right, so I've already been your PR director. Now I'm going to change my hat. Hold on, let me change the hat. I'm now going to be operations. Next time, just use a rash guard.
Well, you know, it's so funny, man, because I was considering Dustin's profile picture in his IG account is really, it's really cute and kind of funny. It's him with a robe on drinking a cup of coffee, and he's got a like in the morning time, he's got a, his BJJ black belt around his robe. And I thought, oh, that's so cute. That's great. And I can avoid the tattoos, but it just didn't do it for me. And so I decided, you know, I mean, that's the essence of who this dude is, you know, those tattoos. And that's what makes him, you know, very recognizable. And how can I do this to this athlete and avoid, when I say do this, go move forward with these bobbleheads and avoid what makes him the most recognizable? Randy, I always feel like whenever I step into making a bobblehead for one of these great athletes, I always feel like I am the custodian of the moment that is so memorable for all of us hardcore MMA fans. And I feel like no one else is going to come along and put this kind of effort that I put in ever again. So I feel a sense of responsibility. So I want to make it as perfect as possible. And, you know, that takes a toll on you. But at the end of the day, on days like this when I'm releasing it and people reach out and say how much they enjoy it and all this stuff, it really is fulfilling.
Let me ruin more friendships here real quick. That's the difference between your, you call them bobbleheads, I call them figurines, and you put them up against other MMA figurines / bobbleheads that have come out in the past. There's times where you have to write on the box who the person is of that bobblehead, where yours, literally, you can take it out of the box, you can display it, and somebody will walk by and go, oh, that's Dustin Poirier. You know, that's... You know, Diaz. So, yeah, that's the difference. You're in business to do it right. I'm in business just to get through it quickly. Use a rash guard.
One thing, Randy, and I, you know, I've said this before that I'm really proud of. I'm really proud of the fact that the end consumer, the person who purchases the bobblehead, knows for 100% certain that the athlete had his fingerprints all over the making of this. In other words, they're not just buying something and saying, oh, yeah, I guess LeBron James designed the shoe, or maybe not, or this figurine or whatever, probably not. You know, when you buy an MMA bobblehead, you know that the fighter is involved every step of the way, and you also know that it's being created by a guy who is just as passionate about the sport as you are and has been for over 20 years.
There's a reason that you're successful, and there's a reason the UFC is successful. It's the same attitude. When Dana White got involved, you know, he didn't just want to own it. He loved the company. He loved the sport. You are the same with the bobblehead.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy. And you know what? I'm taking it to the next level on the next one. I'll tell you all about it off the air. The next one that I'm going to release probably in about March or April is going to be completely different. Same MMA bobble, same MMA people, but I'm putting a twist on it. Like, I'm taking it to a whole nother level, and I can't wait to talk to you about that one, too.
All right, I'll call you. I'm gonna end the show. I'll call you now because that's how quick I have to find out.
So Dave.
Man, Randy, you know what? I wish you guys a wonderful holidays. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you having me on. And I tell people all the time, you know, I really, really, just appreciate Randy so much. For those of you out there who don't know, Randy was the first person to ever call me and say, hey, do you want to be on the show? I was so confused. I thought he was trying to get Chuck Liddell on the show. So I'm like, I don't know if I can get Chuck, you know? You know, I barely knew Chuck at the time. And Randy's like, no. Like, I know he wanted to say dummy. Like, no, dummy, you. And I was so honored that you had me on. And I just appreciate you guys so much.
So, Dave, while you're about to bring Christmas cheer and holiday cheer with all your figurines, I just want you to know you did break my heart today.
Why?
Well, because I was always hopeful that someday there would be this amazing Naked Pizza Man gladiator figurine.
I'll just turn him off.
With a red mohawk glistening with the power of red and the significance of it. But with all my tattoos, I know that there's no shot at this ever happening now.
There was no shot before. Dave and I have an agreement.
That I'm not talking about that one as the next release.
Dave and I have an agreement that we will remain friends as long as he never wastes his time.
But Dave,
Randy
has no tattoos, so that's easy. You can knock that out in about 3 hours.
Before we run out of time, and a 10-minute segment with Dave Manley can go 2 hours because there's so much cool stuff to talk about. We've talked about the bobblehead slash figurines. I know you need to go, but talk about the other half, which are the ornaments, which are just as outstanding, and to be honest, maybe even more outstanding than the bobbleheads themselves.
Oh, thank you so much, Randy. Yes, the ornaments are little tiny replicas of the bobbleheads, and they're also hand-painted. They actually, it takes a long, long time to make these ornaments. I'm so proud of them. The ornaments are actually available today, and they're not as limited as the bobblehead. So if someone wants to check out the ornaments for your holiday tree, go over to the website, and you can purchase the Dustin Poirier Christmas ornament. Today is the very first day that you can buy them. They're little tiny 4-inch ornaments. I had the idea, early on, and I just thought, wouldn't it be cool if we can hang some of these on the tree? And so I practiced, and we got it done. They're super duper cute. And you know what? Super affordable. They're like $20-$25, and they're great stocking stuffers.
Absolutely. Matt even uses his on the rearview mirror. And just to end, on the conversation of our first phone call, I remember it vividly. And Dave's like, I don't really know Chuck that well. I'm like, no, I know Chuck. I don't know right. You. I want you on the show. I can get Chuck on the show. I do remember that.
That's exactly what happened. I was kind of stymied. I was like, I'm already asking Chuck for so many different, favorite. Hey, Chuck, can you take a close-up picture of your tattoo on your head? Next thing you know, I'm asking Chuck to do appearances for me. I'm like, that was great.
Good stuff. As always, thank you for your time. Happy holidays. Enjoy them. Best of luck with the release of Dustin Poirier and the future figurine / bobbleheads that are coming out.
Happy holidays to you guys, too, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. Dave Manley, everybody, from MMA Bobblehead. Check him out online. He does giveaways through his own Facebook, Instagram.
They're fabulous.
He's a good guy.
Quality of work. It's amazing. The figurines are amazing.
I brought all the Tenors of Rock down. So they were doing a signing with Cowboy and Bruce Buffer at, I don't know what it's called, Cheerleaders maybe,
okay.
At the mall in Vegas.
Okay.
And so I brought all the Tenors of Rock down to meet Cowboy, and Bruce Buffer. And they got to meet Dave, and they, hung out and talked, and they took pictures and all that kind of stuff. And just really good stuff. Dave is a really, really good guy. And unfortunately for him, he takes this way too seriously. He's not like you when you make pizza. I'll throw some pepperoni on. If it lands, great. If it lands on the side, if it lands on the counter, if it lands on the floor, if it makes it, it does. I mean, every one look identical, are the same. Like I said, I would have used a rash guard. Yeah. How much easier would that have been?
I just cut corners.
Well, it's not necessarily cutting corners. It's just you put a rash guard on, which he wears when he trains. You put the good fight, on the front of the rash guard. You're doing just as much, if not more, because you're including the charity on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's ways not to necessarily fudge, but to make chocolate chip cookies.
I know one guy that won't never get a bobblehead. It's Julian Lane. Because yesterday he just got a whole side tattoo piece that says, "Let me bang, bro." So
is bro gonna let him bang?
Bro's always letting him bang.
Bro's no, that's not. That's why he was.
But he's about to bang.
But that's what the whole thing was. He wanted to bang, and yeah. He wasn't going to be able to bang. So he's like, just let me bang, because he's got to bang.
Getting ready to bang. Got a fight announcement coming up.
So some cool things are happening. I know I just saw from BKFC, which will be here next Thursday.
Yes.
We do have a pair of tickets to give away today, as well as next week. We'll have a couple pair to give away. They are returning to Tampa, but to a smaller venue at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Which will be cool. Sometimes smaller.
Sure.
A little intimate. More closer, intimate.
Yeah.
Good names on there.
Thursday night, there's nothing going on to compete with the time slot. Now you got to compete with boxing matches or triangles or octagons or all the other shapes out there.
I truly wish I didn't like Frank Mir as much as I like him.
That was awful.
It was awful.
He
was awful, just what happened.
Yeah.
And his body, movements and... from what I understand, because I did fall asleep, it was late, that Dan was just a lot late on stopping it.
I think Dan gave him a chance to get to the end of the round. It was close to the bell.
They're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but you know that happens.
I know it happens. I've been told by referees what they do, and it depends on who the fighter is and can they come back from. And I understand that, but it's also, look at who Frank Mir fought. Look at who he has fought. Look at his record. Look at his career, and look at Frank's. And even though Frank was competitive, sort of, at the one in Atlanta, this was a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, he fought Steve S.S. Cunningham, who was older and retired. I mean, those other guys only lost to, like, Klitschko and...
like, recently. Like
Joshua.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's a big task.
Yeah, it is definitely
Mike
big.
Mike Perry looked sharp.
He did.
Mike Perry looked great against a pro boxer.
He was a little surprised at
I thought the ring shape was interesting. I thought it was kind of
I liked
cool.
it. You know, I mean, again, you got to do some things a little different.
It's actually the true, you know, history of the red and blue corner. What we were talking about earlier in the show, it used to be white corner was neutral for the referee, the red and blue corner. And, you know, there's a lot of different theories on what they represent. Some were political, red and blue. Some were gang affiliated from red and blue. The winner would own a certain territory. Some goes back to just those primary colors in the beginning of time when combat sports emerged. That was just two primary colors on the opposite end of the spectrum. So they used it to separate so the audience knew who was fighting who.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go. A lot of good stuff still to come. We'll be back after the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
On the red corner.
And Staff Zone. We'll be right back. No, you're not.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.